from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we got a really good roster. I don't think there are going to be any major decisions with, you know, a cut or two here or there. But when I just look at it from on paper, from a personnel standpoint, this is a pretty good roster. And there have been years, and you know this, where we've looked at this roster and been like, not a lot of talent. You know, that's not the case.
Yeah, no, this is good. Competitive depth, which I think is important, right? I think what we're into, in particular with Atlanta, Carl and Mark, is I think we're into the minutia details of personnel groups. I think we're into, is it 8 linemen in the offensive side? Is it 5 or 6 on defense? Is it the difference between inside linebackers, outside linebackers? I mean, I think we're into that kind of granular. And I also think, too, call me crazy, I think there's a thought or two that's probably related to the personnel you're going to use on the kickoffs. I mean, it just feels like that's where we are. I'm going to really be interested to see how many wide receivers. I think the wide receiver number and the tight end number is going to be interesting just because of what they might be offensively.
With that said, if you're looking for extra guys and you're looking for depth here and there, I can't co-sign keeping a third quarterback on the roster. I just don't need it. I mean, look, even if you don't buy into the philosophy of drafting Michael Penix, which I personally don't, you did that, so in case Kirk gets hurt, you got a guy. And if Kirk gets hurt and he's out, you're adding a quarterback to the roster anyway. The idea that you need a third emergency quarterback when you need an extra guy in the kickoff, maybe another nickel corner, maybe an extra wide receiver that you could pick up somewhere else, I can't co-sign it, and that's not a knock on Taylor Heineke, but where do you sit on the idea of keeping that third quarterback?
I don't disagree with that. I think you go 2, and then I think you keep a third guy on practice squad who probably has a chance to stay on the practice squad the whole year. Because then if you have a scenario where Cousins gets hurt, then you elevate. And I my brain can only hold so much, and some say it doesn't hold nearly enough when it reaches capacity. But I would say this. I don't know. Taylor Heineke, I think, is eligible for practice squad.
We talked about this yesterday. He has to be cut, and then he can be re-signed. But if he's cut, someone else could clearly pick him up, and why would he take a practice squad job when he can have a backup job?
Well, and that's fine. And if so. But I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with the concept. I don't know that Atlanta will go that route if Terry and Raheem think about it like that. But it depends, too. And I don't know if you guys listened to last Friday, when Terry talked to us in pregame. When you think about the way they talk about this, remember now, there's some things that go on here in the last hour or 40 minutes, I guess now, of what's happening that, you know, that may impact who actually is on your 53 or who goes to waivers. And if you know somebody's going to waivers, does that mean you go ahead and make a move to maybe pick up that chess piece, right? So we'll see. I mean, remember, they want to release guys that if they want to get them to the practice squad, they, you know, as he indicated to us, they'll communicate, hey, we want to bring you back on the practice squad. And I think they've got some guys who are going to be really good on the practice squad. I mean, I know Damon Harris got released, at least that's been reported so far. You know, Milo Eifler is a guy who I might want to see on the practice squad. You know, he was a tackling machine. Natron Brooks is the one for me that I'm curious as to how that ends, because I thought he was in three games that, quite frankly, weren't very entertaining. I thought he was a guy who impacted the game. But I think the quarterback position, Zeno, from that standpoint, you're right. I think it poses an interesting pendulum for Atlanta to consider which way they want it to sway.
Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. How do you feel about the secondary now versus a few weeks ago? Obviously, Justin, we haven't seen him play. But, you know, Jesse didn't play as well in these last few games. Richie Grant is still there, who was a second-round draft pick in 2021. You know, Mike Hughes, we're talking about even the corners. A.J. got his bag. I mean, you start looking at the secondary, do you feel better about it, that they've shored it up and it looks a lot better than maybe what people assumed it would, even with Clark Phillips? And, you know, we went into camp talking about how much that might be a battle and no Helms.
Sure. Yeah, no question. I think you feel a lot better about it. I think, you know, Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates, that's a hell of a law firm in the middle, right? I think A.J. Terrell, I think Kevin King is one of the more interesting guys, too, coming out of the preseason. Because Kevin King, based on what we saw in the couple ball games, Carl, I think he's back to where you could say, you know what, that this is probably going to be worth the investment here. And knock on wood, hope he stays healthy, right?
Yeah.
I think he shores things up. Antonio Hamilton Sr. is a player that when I saw him, I liked him in practice for sure. Look, I think DeMarco Helms ends up IR return. That's my opinion. But that's where also my Natron Brooks thing comes into play, right?
Right.
How do you sort that out? And I have the same kind of combination questions that make me feel better about this discerning of inside linebacker and outside linebacker. I mean, we didn't see Ebukadi. We didn't see Judon. We didn't see Loco, Zoe Carter. We didn't see James Smith Williams. We saw Eddie Goldman briefly, not bad. Kentavious Street, Ruka Roro had sack in Baltimore. Dorlas, I think, has potential. I don't know that he's active many games, at least early. But I feel a lot better about Onyemata and Grady Jarrett and Zach Harrison, that 19 pounds heavier, and Lorenzo Carter and Ebukadi and all the – I feel a lot better about everybody involved on that side of the ball when 15 and 31 showed up to play ball here. A lot better.
Wes, we were talking earlier, you know, and again, this is not a knock on Raheem or anybody on the coaching staff, but given the roster that's been assembled, right?
And sure.
It just theoretically, it feels like – it doesn't matter who really coaches this team, because this roster is so good in all the right spots that, yes, I mean, obviously coaching matters. I'm not going to underscore that. But you get what I'm driving at here, that it's just like we're looking at the best roster we've seen since the Super Bowl year, and we didn't know that it was that good at this point in time in 2016. We didn't know how good they were going to be. But that's really what this is. I mean, this is a roster that is a playoff team, if not a deep-run playoff team, and that should be enough at this point, right?
It has the potential to be, no question. I think you have to be careful because the NFL is still the NFL, right? I mean, the margin is in
slim,
a half dozen plays,
yes,
right? And I think we see that every Sunday as it plays out. I think what you have to be, if you're Atlanta, you have to be fortunate, because you're going to have to be able to ride the highs and ride the lows. There's a lot wrapped up in Carl, we talked about this last week. There's a lot wrapped up, Zeno, in these first six games now.
Yeah.
Whole hell of a lot. I mean,
the season.
You're playing, you know, chaos at quarterback in week one. Okay, let's just be honest. Mm. It's going to be the story of our game for sure, and it might be one of the top two or three stories of the entire week one.
Sure.
I mean, they could play a ball game on Saturn, and it's still going to be headlines who Pittsburgh picks to quarterback. You know? I mean, and the Chiefs three-peat, well, by the way, that's week three. The favorite to potentially contend in the NFC is week two on a Monday night. You're going to play on two national stages in the first 3 weeks after all you've done since camp started, right? You've re-signed A.J. Terrell. You've added two forces on offense, or two forces on defense. You've elected to not play the rookie quarterback after a couple series in Miami in game one, and your $100 million guarantee guy hadn't taken a snap yet, with a live whistle in a game in front of more than, I guess, people in Davie, Florida. So I guess what I'm saying is there's a lot wrapped up in the first three, and then, oh, by the way, the next three games are all division games. So 6 weeks in, you're going to have a pretty good feel of where your, you know, where your future is. And I think that's, I think that had a lot to do with kind of what we saw in the preseason, to be honest with you, in terms of who played and who didn't. You want to go with your number one guns ready to roll in a week from Sunday. And I don't, I have no second thoughts whatsoever, hesitations at all about what transpired. But I do agree with you. The one thing that has not been undersold is this is a better roster than people think it is nationally. I think we know because we've been on the front line of watching the team play for the last 4 or 5 years. I would say that the roster the year after the Super Bowl, when they lost to Philly in the divisional round,
yep,
I think this roster is comparable to that roster. Now, there may be some spots that are a lot hotter than others and others colder than they are now, but you follow me, I still think that's as close as we've gotten since that part.
I do agree.
For sure.
Yeah. One last thing. Florida State obviously upset by Georgia Tech. 24.
Yeah, Mike can't even get the hell home. He's still mad.
24-21.
Is he over there turning over like Stalin, Churchill, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Treaty of Malta or something? What the hell's going on?
He's going to an F1 race, so he left. They left Dublin. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Run that damn thing in Austin, Texas, the day after Texas, Georgia. What's the problem? He can't go to that one.
Well, he may. Who knows? He's trying to get me to go to the game. I said, nah, I'm good.
I tried to get you to go to the game yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Y'all get more damn time off down there than anybody I've seen.
They never call me, though, Wes.
It's use it or lose it. Hey, Wes, he's in Italy, and so they're making their rounds there, but that's
right.
Yeah, he's getting over that loss. I want to ask you this about college football, though. This is the example of now with the expanded playoff. As Florida State loses, right, and I want to ask you what it means for the ACC and certainly Georgia Tech. But with the expanded playoff, I'm just going to put it out there. Florida State's not entirely out of this playoff conversation.
Oh, no. Hell no.
And that's the thing now, where in years past, if you lost this opener, right, it'd be like, oh, they can't lose again. They're done. That's not the case now. And I think that's the beauty of this expanded playoff. If you're a Florida State fan, you're not happy that you lost, but at least you know your season's not done.
Well, and if you're Florida State, your path now becomes a bit more narrow. You probably need to find a way to win the ACC.
Yep.
Fortunately, you play Clemson at home. You do get to play Miami. Those are all going to be teams that are probably going to be, you know, somewhere in the top 15 by the time you get to play them. You know, and so, no, it's all is not lost. And that goes for teams that lose this weekend who are upset as well. For instance, if Notre Dame were to beat Texas A&M, or let's say, you know, Georgia beats Clemson. If the game is, you know, within reason, Clemson's not out either, right? And then Clemson and Florida State on October the 5th now has a little juice to it, doesn't it? So I think that's the beauty of the expanded field, Carl. There's no question. The other thing in relation to somebody like Georgia Tech is put your head down and just keep playing games. Just keep doing what you're doing if you're Georgia Tech. And then let somebody in November tell you where you are. Don't worry about the AP poll. Don't worry about what people are saying on social media or writing about you or whatever. Enjoy the fact that you're a pretty decent football team after the first week. You got a top 10 win for the first time in 9 years, and you've got a scenario playing out in front of you now where your schedule is good enough, challenging enough, certainly with 10 bowl teams, that you're going to be able to potentially play a role in this too. And that's the beauty of what we're going to see in college football. More teams come into the fray. More teams are in the eligibility pool, if you will, than certainly when we only had the four-team CFP.
Yeah, and that's good for college football, in my opinion.
Not really.
Wes, you think Mike will be back by October? What are you thinking?
No, he should be back after Labor Day weekend.
No, that's nice. Labor Day weekend. Oh, after this weekend?
Yeah. After,
back. No, he'll be at the Steelers game then, you think?
Correct. Yes, he will be.
Oh,
yes.
That's big of him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.